Hello?
Hello, this is the International Space Station.
Well, this is President Obama. Who am I talking to?
Hello, Mr. President. You're talking to the Increment 28 crew and the crew of the Space Shuttle Atlantis.
Oh, that's funny, see, because I was just dialing out for pizza, and I didn't expect to end up in space.
Well, yes, sir. It's really an honor and a privilege that you took some time out of your busy day to meet with us.
Well, listen, it is wonderful to talk to you, and I appreciate you guys taking out the time from your mission. I always want to just let everybody know how personally proud I am of you and the amazing feats you guys are accomplishing in space. And I was here in the Oval Office watching you guys take off last Friday. We're all watching as the 10 of you work together as a team to conduct spacewalks and manage experiments and do all the things that are necessary to keep the space station humming. Your example, I think, means so much, not to just to your fellow Americans, but also to your fellow citizens on Earth. And the space program has always embodied our sense of adventure and exploration and courage as you guys work in a really harsh environment. And I know that there have been thousands who've poured their hearts and souls into America's space shuttle program over the last three decades that are following this journey with special interest. And to them and all the men and women of NASA, I want to say thank you. You helped our country lead the space age, and you continue to inspire us. And Captain Ferguson, I realize that you're a veteran of previous flights, but it must be pretty special to be the commander on the last flight of the historic shuttle program.
Oh, absolutely, Mr. President. And just let me say, on behalf of all of the international partners aboard the International Space Station right now, we're all just absolutely honored and privileged to represent our home countries in this multinational effort. And to answer your question, sir, yes, it is an extreme pleasure to be just a part of this fine crew of four who will represent our country on the final space shuttle mission scheduled for an undocking here in just a few days and a landing at Kennedy Space Center in a little less than a week.
Well, I understand that you guys are also doing some pretty important mission work up there. I understand there's something about an innovative robotic refueling mission demonstration.
Yes, Mr. President, we have a piece of equipment on board that has it's a technology demonstration unit for the special purpose dexterous manipulator to work to show and prove the technology to robotically and remotely service satellites. And we're hoping that with the work that we'll be able to do with the test bed here on Space Station, it'll lead us to further advance our robotics capabilities.
Well, that's terrific. And it's a good reminder of how NASA technology and research oftentimes has huge spillover effects into the commercial sector and makes it all that much more important in terms of people's day-to-day lives. So I also understand that Atlantis brought a unique American flag up to the station, one that was flown on the very first shuttle mission. And one that will reside on the
yes,
ISS until American Commercial Space Company launches astronauts to the station.
Yes, Mr. President, we brought a flag that was flown on STS-1, and as a part of a special presentation, a little ceremony we're going to have before we undock from the International Space Station, we'll present that to the space station crew. And it'll hopefully maintain a position of honor until the next vehicle launched from U.S. soil brings U.S. astronauts up to dock with the space station.
And I understand it's going to be sort of like a capture the flag moment here for commercial space flight. So good luck to whoever grabs that flag.
Oh, that's an excellent point, sir. We sure hope to see some of our commercial partners climbing on board really soon. And I know there's a lot of competition out there. A lot of people are fervently working towards this goal to be the first one to send a commercial astronaut into orbit. And we look forward to seeing them here soon.
I also understand today marks an anniversary of sorts for us and our Russian colleagues. 36 years ago, we launched a U.S. Apollo spacecraft and a Soviet Union Soyuz capsule towards a rendezvous in space. And, you know, it's pretty exciting to know that American astronauts and Russian cosmonauts aren't just shaking hands 36 years later, but are working every day with partners from other nations to represent humankind coming together in space.
Yeah, Mr. President, and our crew is really international right now. Here's representatives of three agencies, NASA, Roscosmos, and JAXA. And we're working as one family, actually, not as a crew. We are more than just part of or representatives of each country. We are one big family. And now those guys who appeared almost a week ago shared with us our brilliant International Space Station.
Well, it is a wonderful testimony to the human spirit, and you need to be like a family because I'm assuming you have to share pretty cramped quarters in a bathroom. So, you know, I my wife and my daughters are always crowding me out. Hopefully you guys have a more organized arrangement than we do.
Oh, absolutely, Mr. President. We actually have three bathrooms on board, and we have a gym. We have several bedrooms. It's probably one of the more spacious homes that there is outside of planet Earth.
Well, look. While this mission marks the final flight of the space shuttle program, it also ushers in an exciting new era to push the frontiers of space exploration and human spaceflight. You guys will continue to operate. Or crew members like you will continue to operate the ISS in coming years and seek to use it to advance scientific research and technology development. I've tasked NASA with an ambitious new mission to develop the systems and kinds of space technologies that are going to be necessary to conduct exploration beyond Earth and ultimately sending humans to Mars, which is obviously no small feat, but I know we're going to be up to the task. So I just want to say how proud I am of all of you. Congratulations to NASA, to all our international partners, and all of the personnel past and present who've spent countless hours and untold effort in making the space shuttle and the International Space Station a unique part of our history. So accept my gratitude on this tremendous accomplishment, and Godspeed as you guys return home next week.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. President. And once again, on behalf of all the international partners on board, we're privileged that you took some time to speak with us today, and we're honored to represent everybody on the planet Earth. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Take care now.
Thank you, Mr. President. Atlantis ISS, we are now resuming operational audio communications.